Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios here in Houston, Texas at Yahoo Sports Radio. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, in tonight's show, we already opened things up. We've hit on some NFL. We've had some MVP NBA talk. And right now we are going to transition. Let's head on over and shine the spotlight on the San Antonio Spurs. I think it's fair to say that they certainly have had their fair share of struggles, especially in the first half of the season. Over the past few weeks, at times they've played really well. We don't know what happened exactly on Tuesday night, that four-point loss to the Knicks, but Coach Pop, he certainly lit into his Spurs, and we want to find out what exactly is going on. So it's such a pleasure to have joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. That is from Project Spurs, the co-founder, Jeff Garcia. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us.
Hello there. How are you doing? And thanks again for the invite.
Oh, it's always wonderful to catch up with you. I'll see you next, Friday night, as I'll be there with the Mavs and checking out that action. But first and foremost, get the listeners updated on the Spurs. Just kind of an overall summary of how you think the season has played out so far and where they are at this point, because the countdown's on, the race to the playoffs.
That is right. And the Spurs are staring at pretty much trying to climb up that Western Conference ladder, hoping to get a higher seed. Right after the All-Star break, it looked like the Spurs were back. They went on a six-game winning streak. Granted, they were beating kind of the cream puffs of the NBA, but nonetheless, it was at least a start of something that was good. They had a very up-and-down first half of the season. They were hit hard with injuries, and finally, the team came together. They finally had the projected starting lineup back, and it looked like things were good to go. Six games in a row. They lose that heartbreaker to Cleveland in San Antonio, where Kyrie went supernova on the Spurs.
Right.
And
yes.
Handed them a loss, which snapped the six-game winning streak. And then, I was in the locker room post-game with Popovich and the crew, and they were very lighthearted. They said, look, if it took Kyrie Irving to score 57 points overtime game to beat us, you know, that's a good sign. We're really good where we're at. But then you flip the script, and then they head on out to the Big Apple, and they lay an egg, and not just an egg there. This is a rotten egg. It stunk up everything. I mean, everybody was talking about it the next day, and I think people are still reeling from that. The Spurs, they just did not show up in Madison Square Garden. They blew a double-digit lead that had Lou Alminson get the time bucket, and, well, that was quite the embarrassing loss. But go figure, the next day they go into Milwaukee and they beat Milwaukee, who has a better defensive team, and they pretty much walk away with a win. But as of right now, they're still trying to climb up that ladder. They're trying to get the highest seed possible. However, there is one issue, and that is the health of Manu Ginobili. He is out for 10 days after spraining an ankle.
And that has been a common theme throughout the season, just the number of injuries, the shorthanded roster. And I just want to back up a moment when you're talking about the loss against the Knicks. I mean, Coach Popovich, he didn't hold back. I mean, he said it was a pathetic performance, and he hopes every player is embarrassed. Perhaps this could even be an additional turning point for the Spurs. I mean, you're certainly going to learn some hard lessons from a game like that. You can't just sashay into a game. You've got to be ready from the start.
But this is not the first time that the Spurs have lost to a lower
team. Right, and there's consequences because of that.
Yes, exactly. They lost to L.A., you know, in San Antonio, and this is the second time they dropped the ball again against a lower-tier team. Even if you give them the benefit of the doubt, look, you didn't have Manu Ginobili, you still don't go into a game versus the Knicks and you drop one to the Knicks. I mean, they're just pretty much the laughingstock of the NBA. But knowing Popovich, he relishes these teaching moments. And this is exactly what he builds his aura of. He'll rally the troops. He'll get them going. Remember, this is the same Popovich that started last season's run to the championship by showing them Game 6 of the NBA Finals, where they blew a lead to LeBron James and the Heat. So this is definitely a turning point for him, at least as a coach. Hopefully now it'll translate on the court for the Spurs, where they won't drop another embarrassing loss. And you know, there's still kind of points of concern as I cover the team on Press Row. You know, Boris Diaw hasn't been the Boris Diaw that we saw last season. He still has struggles on the court. He's not producing as we saw that he did last season. Of course, you're beset with injuries. And then finally, Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard found their groove. Tony Parker did not look like Tony Parker in the beginning of the season. Many thought that his best days were behind him and that maybe he hit that wall. But he's coming out. He's scoring in double digits. He's leading the team. Kawhi Leonard, what can you say? You know, aside from maybe missed free throws at critical times, i.e. against Cleveland, but at least he is back. He had a series of games where he was scoring 20-plus points consecutively. He's averaging close to 5 steals a game, if not 5 steals right now. He is back to form. But the Spurs are looking good. The only thing that stings is losing games to, like, a New York or to a Cleveland, and any games in between does impact them on the standings, because if a Memphis drops a game, you're looking at, or a Houston drops a game, Spurs being at 6 or 7, vaulting themselves up to 4 or even 5.
Hey, Jeff Garcia with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can check out his work at ProjectSpurs.com. Does a great job. He's an NBA blogger, and I know how much and how passionate you are about your Spurs. Of course, they captured their 5th NBA championship in the last 15 years, defeating the Miami Heat in 5 games last year. So my question to you is, are they still your favorites to defend the title? Can they still get it done?
They can get it done, but it's going to be tough. This Spurs team during the Tim Duncan, Popovich, Parker, Manu Ginobili era have never proven that they can defend or at least go deep in the postseason on the road. They've never had to face that. The closest you have is maybe 2007. But for this team to do consecutive one series after another series on the road as a lower seed, they haven't proven it. They did it one time defending their title in 2008. And they lost in the second round to Phoenix. They have a tough road to hoe. The only thing that can save them if they get a opening round series. But even at that, it's going to be tough. I mean, look at the West. It's just so packed right now. Aside from Golden State, it really isn't that clear of a cut winner. And even then, Golden State, they need to prove themselves in the postseason. They haven't done that yet. Do they have the wherewithal? Are they battle-tested? We'll soon find out. But as far as the Spurs repeating, I would say it's about 60-40. I say 60-40. This is the Spurs, and I'm not going to do what all of us media members do and discount them at the wrong time. Because much like Jason Voorhees from a horror flick, they always seem to come back and rise from the dead and charge again. And then at the end of, in June, everybody's saying, okay, next year I will never count the Spurs out. And that we always fall in that trap. So you never count out a team with Tim Duncan, Popovich, Parker and Manu on that squad. They're battle tested. They've seen it all. They know what it takes. They can do it, but it's going to be tough if they have to start off their defense of the title on the road for every series.
Well, and you have to count in also just the familiarity factor. I mean, the Spurs retained 14 players from last year's roster, including all 5 starters from last season. So that obviously is huge. One of the things I want us to get into, of course, Jeff Garcia of Project Spurs is joining us tonight at YSR. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. Talk to us about the Spurs. Where do you see them defensively right now? What kind of progression are they making defensively?
They're getting there, you know. They're slowly but surely, obviously led by Kawhi Leonard, who should be at least in the mix for Defensive Player of the Year. Maybe he doesn't have the games yet under his belt because he is missing out due to injury, but he definitely needs to be in the talk discussion. He is in my opinion, a first team All Defensive Team member. So it's being led by him. The steals are up. The production is up. They're holding opponents to 100 points or less. They're not the Spurs that we used to see back in the early years of the dynasty era, but they're getting up there. But ironically, they're trying to get more done on the offensive end. They're trying to get Tony Parker going. They need him to get going. They need him to get scoring. If he's scoring in the paint and causing so much havoc for opposing teams' defense, that frees up the shooters such as a Danny Green, a Marco Bellinelli, a Matt Bonner, even a Kawhi Leonard, who does have the knack to hit the corner three. And of course Tim Duncan as well, he's still there. The big fundamental is still producing, and I want to know whatever he's eating every day so I can have that much energy game in and game out.
Jeff Garcia has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, we want to encourage you to check out his work online. That is ProjectSpurs.com. This is an amazing job. And Jeffrey, I look forward to seeing you, posting you up next Friday night as they take on my Dallas Mavericks. That is going to be a dandy, no doubt about it.
I'll be throwing some elbows your way.
Okay, I'll back you in on the block, okay?
All right, I'll see you then.
Okay, much more straight ahead tonight on Hour 1 of the Big E Sports Show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. You stay close.